The sky right now, to say the least, looks dystopian.
That's Amdalut Ajasa. She's a weather reporter for The Post. She's talking about the hazy orange-yellow sky that has been looming over the East Coast these past few days and is now heading toward the Midwest.
I spoke to some sources in upstate New York who said it looked like they woke up on Mars. One source even said it looked like doomsday outside.
It looks like doomsday because for the past few weeks, hundreds of wildfires have been burning through the Canadian forests.
Smoky conditions caused by wildfires in Canada, triggering a code red alert for the entire Delaware Valley.
New York City topping the list of cities with the worst air quality in the world for a bit.
And the White House says that more than 600 federal firefighters have been deployed to Canada.
While the United States has grown used to increasingly devastating wildfires ravaging the West Coast, the effects of wildfires reaching the other side of the country is new.
And it's not something that, you know, we're really accustomed to on the East Coast dealing with wildfire smoke, but it's something that it looks like we might have to start getting used to.
Today, people along the East Coast and parts of the Midwest are experiencing some of the worst air quality in years because of wildfires in Canada. I'll talk to Amdalut about the current state of the wildfires, how the smoke can affect your health, and who is at increased risk during this moment.
In the past 2 weeks, there have been over 400 wildfires in Canada, nearly 250 of which that are still uncontrolled, which means they are dispersing a lot of fine particulate matter into the air. And then on top of that, it's burning a lot of ground. I saw some readings that said about 8.2 million acres of land have been burned, according to officials there. It seems like there's some trouble getting it contained.
Are wildfires in Canada common? We hear a lot about wildfires in the West Coast, like California, but I don't often hear as much about Canadian wildfires.
I don't think you hear as much about Canadian wildfires because they aren't normally this bad. Wildfires in Canada aren't necessarily uncommon, but the amount of wildfires that are burning, how much damage it's causing, and the amount of smoke that we're seeing drift down the Northeast Corridor is what's unprecedented.
So a lot of us on the East Coast are noticing this wildfire smoke, and we're hearing these alerts for measuring how bad the air quality is, like code red, code yellow. Can you help us make sense of these alerts?
Yeah, so the difference is the severity and impact on people. When it's green, which is below 50, that means the air quality is good. When it's 51 to 100, that means the air quality is moderate, that's yellow. When it is 101 to 50, that means the air quality is unhealthy for sensitive groups. And once you get above 150, the air quality is unhealthy for everyone. And depending on how severe it gets, it just kind of heightens the risk for everyone.